no longer alive, but as if his lips are moving in the grave. A very fascinating metaphor that Chazal used, which is certainly a big excuse for any kind of chacham. I believe that Rabbi Ben Chaim is correct, that Rav Adya's firm will live on for generations, forever, as one of the great rabbinic decisors. Not far be it from me to even begin to evaluate any comparisons. Comparisons are always odious. But no question that his halakhic legacy lives on, and he did so many wonderful things in his lifetime, that we have to just try to learn the lessons. As I said downstairs, if you want to understand the halakhic revolution that he wrought, please look in Mimaran Ad Maran. Rabbi Lau wrote a beautiful piece. It's a book, this big. Pretty sure the library has it. Fascinating. But just as important, read the Hakdama to his Yabia Omer, which I still have with me in my office. You can take it from me if you want. It'd be quite hard to get now. After I told everyone to read it. I took it. I'm sure you can get it right now if I get it. And Bar Ilan, it's going to be a problem. Remarkable. Okay, with this brief introduction, much more brief than a man of this great stature deserves, but nonetheless, he would want us to go back to our learning and to go right back where we left off yesterday. So yesterday, we spoke about the following problem, just to review very briefly. The problem is, how do we define something which is shaloka derech? We generally assume that the word melechas machsheves teaches a p'tur of shaloka darko, kalach hayad, an abnormal way of doing something. So the Gemara is nafkuf gimel and aleph, that smol is ain derech ksiva bekach. It's not considered to be derech ksiva. If it's not derech ksiva, you're not chayav on Shabbos. Once again, most authorities assume it's because it lacks melechas machsheves. Answers the Gemara at the end, Rav Yossi. What does Rav Yossi say? Well, kosis mishim roshem. When it comes to a roshem, just draw a line, you do it with your left hand as well. The obvious question is, but he didn't draw a line. He wrote Aleph Beis Gimel. He wrote. So he did it in an abnormal fashion. The Poshim Shad this Gemara is, that even though you did something in an abnormal fashion, but since the Av Malacha is considered to be roshem, and within the Avalach of Roshen, one can utilize the left hand, and it's considered completely normal, even though what you did in Roshen is not such a normal act. Doesn't matter. Melechas Machsheves. The Melechas Machsheves of Roshen includes using your left hand. The fact that you happen to do something which is more complex, you wrote Aleph Beis Gimel, ABC, and that normally requires the dexterity of the right hand, is immaterial. We can consider it to be a melechas machsheves based on the fact that the melacha under which it's subsumed can also be done in this fashion. The epikur is not a kama. The melacha is kosei, not roshe. Can it be done in this fashion? So it's going to be considered to be a kalachiyad, potter. Quote of Yossi, it's chayav. So we see from this Gemara, Rabbi Osiris, review again, that even though this act is not a normal act to write letters with your left hand, if the Yeholak Rav Yossi is roshem, it can be considered melechas machsheves on the grounds that roshem, the av malach, can be violated in this kind of a fashion. Everyone with me so far? That's our Gemara. Yes.
If you hold that kosev is the av malach, where does the malach come from? So if it's roshem, you can say that it's shekin rosh. That's Rav Yossi's whole reason that it's roshem.
Good question. Excellent question. What did Rav Yossi say? Roshem shekav kosev al karshi al mishkan leda. Ezo ben Zugo. Therefore, the malach is considered to be roshen. Now, we're not exactly sure what exactly they wrote on Karshei HaMishkan. We have a record of that. It could be that they wrote letters, but Rav Yossi says, who cares if they wrote letters? He didn't need the letters, he wasn't reading a book. It was just to signify, to designate which panel belongs where. So for that matter, he could have just as easily written Rishimos Biyam, which are not letters. Whatever, your pachka. So therefore, he considers that to be the source, because that's all you needed on the Mishkan. And Rabbanim say, Tanakama, no, they wrote letters. And therefore, that could be in this
room. Didn't they only write one letter for Karash?
Well, we'll get to that a little later on. One, two, we're going to come to that as we go. The problem was, again, to briefly review from yesterday, is against the, seems to be against the Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says in Bechoras Chafhei, Amud Aleph. Part of that Gemara is quoted, just to go back over here, on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, that Tolesh is Chayav Mishum Gozeis. If you rip a, you look, remember the Likute Rashi, you're taking a feather off a bird, that's considered to be Gozeis, and you're Chayav, even though using your hands. And the Av Malacha is to use some kind of a machine, a scissors, a knife, and here using your hand. So much so, the Gemara says, you rip off some wool from an animal, pull out the wool, you are potter. It's not a normal way to do it. You have to use it clean, not your hand. Over here, it says, if you use your hand to rip off wool, you're potter. Use your hand to rip off feather, you're chayef. Whoa, wait a minute. This indicates that doesn't depend upon the av malacha, depends upon what you're doing. If what you're doing is normal, then you're chayef. But the Rashi has told us chayef mishum goes because it's a normal act. So which one is it, Rabosai? Does it depend upon the act that you're doing? If you're doing is a normal act or an abnormal act, is that what the criterion is? Or does it depend on the av malacha? To make a long story short, our answer was yes. They're both right. In order to be considered Melechus Machsheves, what you do has to be similar to what's done in the Mishkan. In one of two ways. Either what's done in the Mishkan is normal, you're doing a normal act, that's enough to make you Chayav. Even though the Av was not done that way, that's the Gemara in Bechoras, which in effect is over here also in Ayin Dalet Beis, Tolesh Chayav Mishum Gozeis, even though you're using your hand, because it's a normal act. On the other hand, our Gemara Nafkuf Gimel Amar Alam says it's an abnormal act. You're writing with your left hand, but it's also considered Melechus Machsheves. You know why? Because the Av Malacha is Roshein. So if you are similar to the Av Malacha in one of two ways, either because the Av Malacha can also be done with the left hand, even though you're writing and they're just drawing a line, that's considered to be Kederech HaMalacha and Melechus Machsheves. Similarly, enough Ayin Dalet and Beis, if what you're doing is a normal act, even though it's not the normal way the Av Malacha is done, it's also Melechus Machsheves. No stereo. I've also said there are two ways you can plug into the Melechus Machsheves category. And the only time you're ever going to be putter is if it's tied to the Reyes, if you will. It's going to be number one, an abnormal act. And number two, this is not, the Av cannot be violated in this fashion. Is everyone with me so far? We got involved in it some length yesterday. Is there an exception to that rule? There's an exception to that rule. There are those who claim that even an act which is inherently normal, nonetheless, it's a normal act. Nonetheless, there is an exemption of kilacha yad. Now we have to find out how can that be, right? Because we had to get to the Mefurash Gemara on Afayin Dalim. As per Bechoras Chafei, Tolesh Chayav Mishum Gozeis. It's a normal act. But normally the Av is done with the scissors. You're doing it with your hand. Okay, but for the feather, it's normal this way. Okay? This seems to run against a number of sources. I think we had three sources yesterday which seem to be against this. What are the three sources? One was the Rashi and the Mem Vav Beis. The Rashi says if you drag a bench, a heavy bench, along the ground, it's called Chofer Kilacha Yad. Chofer Gedaka is B'morah V'kardim. You take a shovel, you take a hoe. Here just dragging a ditch. The problem is, I will say, it's normal to drag a bench. Benches are too heavy to carry. It's easier to just drag it. It's not an abnormal act as such. Sure, it's an abnormal way to do chorish. So what? Using your hands is an abnormal way to do tolish. You're chayv on the feather, it's normal. How do you reconcile Rashi Menvov with the Gemara Ayin Dalet? That's question number one. Question number two is a potential Ramban. It wasn't clear in the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? If you sweep the floor, it's concealed, throws in the word kalacha yad. It's unclear what he really means it, but if he did mean it, kalacha yad, sweeping the floor, it's the most normal act in the world. It's not a normal way to be chorish or bona, but it's a normal act. That was case number two, which seemed to go against the Gemara here on Daf Ayin Dalet. So we had, again, a Rashi on Daf Mem Vav, a Ramban at the end of the 17th term in the Mechamas Hashem. Okay, that was number two. We had a third case, let's review again the third case, which was, let's chazer again. You did something which is normal, and some call it Kalachayat. What's that? Closing the library book. According to many authorities, closing a library book, we'll use his name, or eating a cookie is considered Kalachayat. You eat cookies all the time. But it's not the way to do Mechika, right? Opening the library book, closing the library book. So these three sources, we'll call it a Rashi, a Ramban, and just to make it easy, a Dagal Meravava, that these are the only ones, all seem to be against the Furusha Gemara, here in the Fayyad Dalamid base, in view of Bechoros Kafet. So the teretz we tried to give yesterday, which again, for those who weren't here, I say introduced a new Sefer. New Sefer was great. We had to get this year. Remember? The Sivil Shalom, Rav Gelber Shalita, the co-author of Orchot Shabbos. Well, he says something. He doesn't really say what I'm saying. I don't want to put too many words into his mouth because maybe he doesn't agree with what I'm saying. I don't want to, it's always dangerous. The Chassam Sofer once said to his Talmidim, I don't mind if you quote my Torah in your own name. It doesn't bother me. Just don't quote your Torah in my name. So I'm a little bit sensitive to that because people quote my Torah in their name. That doesn't bother me. But if they quote their Torah in my name, it does bother me. And it happens sometimes. So I don't want to go over the top with him. But if you could look it up yourself, in Simon Mem Beis, the beginning of Siv Tes, he says something along these lines, and I wanted to make a yesod out of it, which is as follows. The difference between the Gemara of Ayin Dalet and those three cases that we spoke about is that Ayin Dalet is an explicit act. I'm pulling out a feather from the bird. That's considered to be Melechus Machshevus on the ground, and it's a normal act, even though it's not the normal way you do the Melech of Gozes. However, in all the three cases we mentioned until now, it's only a psikration. Psikration. Think about it. In one case, he's sweeping the floor. He's not trying. He's just trying to get rid of the dirt. Right? When your mother asks you to sweep the floor, she wants to make ditches and then sweep, get rid of the dirt. So he's just trying to do over there. Keep it up ice. Get rid of the dirt. Okay? Here, he's dragging the bench. He wants to get it from here to there. He's not trying to make it create a ditch. In the third case, he wants to eat the cookie, he wants to close the book, he's not interested in erasing a letter or making a letter. It's a particularization. There, these Gedolim, Rashi, maybe the Ramban, and Gedolim Ravava, are saying what they're saying, as opposed to what's explicit. Of course, the question becomes, what's the difference? Particularization is exactly the same. Yechayev wants to be fair enough. Kuf Gimel, the very daf we started with. Modir Rav Shimon, particularization, Vilayamos, Yechayev. Poshim Shat. We started with the Yisod. I'll just go over it very briefly now. It's going to be so much going to hear over and over again. Rabbi Vadya, Zeichet Tzadik L'Rocha. Yes, it's Rufu Shleima. Zeichet Tzadik L'Rocha speaks about this all the time. But he calls Psikreish Lo Nichle Ebed Rabbanon, which is the last line of this long Tosef in Afkuv Gimel. Lo Asa Ebed Rabbanon, Lo Gozen Hachanum Shein Anenem, which is Psikreish Lo Nichle. We explained this again to be very brief, that Psikreish can be also for one of two reasons. You're labeled as a Mechave, because you know it's going to happen, or like we call Chad Maisi. You're talking not a Mechave, but since A and B are indivisible, it's Usher anyway. Nafkamina, says Rabbi Chonin, Ksuba Simon Yudches and Kovat Shurim, Sikration Delo Nichole, the Oroch is Matar, the top one holds the Oroch is Matar, and Tosus disagrees. Why? The Oroch holds Sikration is Chad because it's considered to be a Mechave. With Lo Nichole, how can it be a Mechave? You couldn't care less. On the other hand, if your psikration is called chad ma'is, that's one action, then it shouldn't matter nicha lo nicha, right? You're doing A leads to B, so it doesn't matter you don't care about B, but A and B is one, indivisible. So it's also right away. We came in our own chiddush. Our own chiddush was, it's a machlokas gedoli apostim, I showed it to you yesterday in Shulchan Aruch, simen shin yudalit, sif aleph, a psikration by the rabbonos. Nicha le now. Psikration by the rabbonos. Mechaber, Maran Bet Yosef, Maran Bet Yosef, and Simon Shni Yudal says it's mutter. Psikration is mutter by all the rabbonim, and the Ramah disagrees. What are they fighting about? Call the Tikkun Rabbanim can't derive the Tikkun. The Ramah should be right. So we explain to you so that Yisurim the Rabbanim goes back to the Nesivis, goes back to the Meshech Chacham and Parshat Shoftim. Yisurim derabbanan are not intrinsic violations. The Yisur goes sasi yamun esmol. Don't rebel against the words of the Chachamim. Don't rebel against the words of the Chachamim. A rebellion is a straightforward rebellion. The king is here. Man machi rabbanan. Remember something like that? Rabbanan are like kings in some way. You go boom head to head with the king. That's a revolution. However, what happens if I do something which is not a direct, does not directly contravene the words of the Chacham? They said, don't do this. I'm not doing this. I'm doing something else. But the something else inevitably leads to this, which the rabbi said not to do. So the Maran Bet Yosef holds, that's not a violation. Had it been an intrinsically prohibited act, so if you do A, which leads to B, A, B is one. But here, when the rabbis asked B, B is not an intrinsic violation. If you do B, you're rebelling against Chazal. You did A. You didn't do B. B just has a consequence. It's not considered a rebellion. So the Mechaber says, it's a gracious by all the rabbis, it's a book, it's a Torah, it's a Torah, it's a Torah, it's a fine. We, the Halacha, I think that even Sfaradim agree with this, after looking at the Rav Avadia's forum, we accept neither of these leniencies. The Mechaber says one, the Rambo disagrees, and I think even could even Sfaradim disagrees. That's the impression I get from the Abiyah Omer. We ask the Psegration by the Rabbonis. Psegration on Nichalei, the Mechaber himself quotes it in Shimon Shinchof, Shtif Yud Ches, and says, some say it's Mutter, but we don't like it. That's no Nichalei. So we don't accept neither of the Heterim. Put them together, it suddenly works. The last line of Toskum, how's it work? 0 + 0 = 0. What did I answer yesterday? What's my mathematical equation? It's not 0 + 0 = 1. Matter what is it? A half and a half equals 1. Go back to my original yourself. Just draw a chalk in your mind. If I had a piece of chalk, I would do it for you. There is nothing here. Okay, but you can just visualize in your mind. Okay? Create in your own mind the following chalk. You have a psikration, the nichalei by a doraisa. You're chayav for two reasons. Rabbi Chanan has a chakira, both are right. Number one, it's called the mechabe, because it's nichalei. And number two, it's chad maisis, it's in doraisa. Psikration, the lo nichalei by a doraisa. We are machmir. Why? I thought nichalei, not mechabe. Oh, chad maisis, doraisa. Fine. Psikration, the nichalei by the rabbonan, we're also machmir. There's no chad maisa. We said before it's a rebellion. Doesn't matter. Nichalei. It's a mechavim. Secretion. The lo nichalei. By the rabbanon is mutter. Neither is it a mechavim because it's lo nichalei, nor is it a chad maisa. It's the rabbanon. That's in brief my pshat in this otherwise enigmatic din, which is found in the Tosfos here in Daf Kuf Gimel. Everyone with me so far? So on this basis, there's much more to be said. It's going to come up time and time. This is so going to come up numerous times in the course of the year. But for the moment, I think it's useful in this analysis. Why is it that there seems to be a Mefurash Gemara that if you do something which is a normal act, you're chayav, even though it's not the normal way of doing the malacha? That's Al Gemara Nafayin Dalam and Amid Beis. You're pulling a feather off a bird. The normal way of doing goes is only with a kli. It's why if you pull out a strand of wool, you're potter. So it depends, it seems to depend upon, as long as it's a normal act, you're chayav. Yes, it's true. If the normal act is an act of Isser, directly, a pu'ula, which is normal, by definition, is mulechus machshavas, if that's Isser per se. What will happen if I do a malacha, which is a pu'ula, which is normal, but that pu'ula itself is okay, just as it's going to cause an inevitable consequence? So wait a minute. So we're going to suggest now that the violation of this normal act is not the act itself, it's the inevitable consequence. Oh, it's the inevitable consequence. That means you have to take into account not just the act that I'm doing, which is a normal act, but you also have to take into account the prohibition itself. And the prohibition itself, there's not a normal way to violate that prohibition. And that's why you are punting with those three cases, sweeping the floor, opening the library book, dragging the bench, because there's an indirect violation. An indirect violation you have to take into account the av malacha, what we call in our language the B, and for the perspective of the B, there's not no way to violate B. I have no way to do A, but A itself is not prohibited. If I follow that to my yisod, I think it's a chiddush gadol, but maybe pshat in this sugya. We had one problem with that pay aleph. Let's review again. Open up one more time that pay aleph from it out. That's our last problem, and I think I have a way to perhaps tackle it. Pay aleph from an aleph, the Gemara has over here, towards the bottom, the Gemara says, pay aleph from an aleph. Also, the mashmash b'tzroa b'shabbos k'derchshan and mashmash b'chol. Well, it says, well, do it kalachayad. Kalachayad. Look at the Rashi, the last narrow line. Mashani kalachayad. Hay k'derach t'kamarov k'derach ha'mashmash b'chol b'lo shinoi. Shemasharas nimin. Av kalachayad. K'od okes t'roa b'beid etzvos of shaperdom. Now here, it seems it's a psik ratio. Whatever you need for your, whatever that achieved in terms of your system, it has to be stimulated to work. It won't be any more graphic than that. So, but that doesn't require pulling out the hairs that grow in that part of the body. It seems only a psigratia. If it's only a psigratia, shouldn't we say, according to my soul, psigratia, if what you're doing is not the normal way of doing malach of gozes, right? So so we should say that even if you're doing it, we'll say it, should we say it, the best way to say it, not shtei etzvosav. Even if you use your full hand, your thumb opposite the four fingers, it should still be the same thing, should it not? That's what we got stuck with a little bit yesterday. So here, if you look carefully in the Sefer, the Siva Shalom, he talks about this, about the idea of this Gemara, and that pay Allah from it. I'm going to read it to you what he says. I think that perhaps I have an answer to this question. Yesterday I had no answer, but looking at it a little bit more carefully, I think now I do have an answer to this particular question. Again, it's found Sif Tes, Membe's Sif Tes, Os Gimel. It's in page Kufem on the top. The Gemara Shabbos pay Allah from it out. Look what he says. Ulaye Shloma. Watch this. Kevan Jadark and Shlanimin Elohuli Tolish Bekal are they Mishmash Bekinuach? Chen Afmisha Kabanos or Rakla Sharas Animin Elu. Osa Zosa de Mishmash Biodo Betzor Yeshler Oso Kenasa Kurche. What does that mean? He says, what's he saying? Kevin da mishmash b'tzorahu pula regila v'mshechas mimena ha'sharas nimin. So we say that it's you'd be chayev, but according to Av and the Kuna, it should be potter. So he wants to say, well, it's considered to be kenase ke'urche. I'll read it one more time. Kevin shadarka shalanimena elu hu litola shvekaya da mishmash v'kinuah ken ap misha kavanos rak ha'sharas nimena elu koso zose de mishmash v'yodo b'tzorah yashiroso. Is that his kavana? What's he trying to do over here? What's he trying to do over here? Pashma ain't a mechaber sharas anim, right? And if he did that, would be considered kagozer kalachayad. So let's call it kalachayad. What do you need shina nosa for? That's the question. What he says, I don't know what he's talking about, frankly, but I want to say it along his lines. Listen, it's hot. I'm not sure it's true or not true. Why is gozes considered all the time the case of here kalacha? You pull out a strand of wool from a sheep, kalacha. Do you know why? Listen to me carefully. I think I have a better. I don't know what he said. I don't think what I'm saying. Because you're using your hands. That's why. The way that you cut wool from a sheep is with a kli. What kli?
Baby kli.
You could use a scissors, you could use a knife, you could use a shearing device. I don't care what kli. Now they use electric shearing devices, or they use manual shearing devices. I don't care. The fundamental distinction which is drawn in halacha is between yad and the kli. Everyone following? Oy bazoy, if I'm right, this is the steps. And he may not like it, but I think it's the best way out, because his way I don't really fully understand. A rock is also a kli. I'm not discussing in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, which is probably not, or even Hilchos Mukos, it's not. But it's an implement as opposed to using your hands. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, since it's considered to be, they used the rocks for this purpose, and it's a rock as a kli. The same thing as if you take a scissors or a knife, a knife is a pretty crude, a rock. No? But kach tzror, they used to do bris milah with a knife, with a rock, with a sharp rock. You know what I'm talking about? Psukim. So a rock could be, we're used to electronic stuff, So since the rock is considered to be a kli, I want to suggest a chiddush. The reason why I have to use two hands, two fingers instead of four fingers, because if you're using four fingers in the thumb, it's like using a scissors. That's my shot. I thought that's what he doesn't say exactly say that. If you think what he meant, I don't know what he means. That's my thing. So I rest my case for both sides. Spent a lot of time on it yesterday and today, but now I'm ready to start the real sugya of kosher. Because until now, all we've been spoken about is the sugya of kalachayat. It came up here. I mean, this is okay to all malach, it's all 39. So we tackled it here because here was a contradiction. So fundamentally, so there's no contradiction because you can be chayiv either way. Just like I said before, it's not much reminiscent of that. But a hakira b'chana, what is psik resha? Is it chad maisa or is it mechaven? What do we answer? Both. What is kederach hamalach abulachas machshavas? Is it that you're doing a normal act, or that you're doing something? Rabbi Osai, in a way that the same av could be chayiv in a different case. The answer is both. That's why here in Ayin Dalet and Beis, where you're pulling out with your hand the feather from the bird, you're chayiv because it's a normal act. And that's why in Shabbos Kuf Gimel Aleph Av, you're writing left-handed. Why? Because that av could be borrowed in the left hand by just drawing a rosh. So both. We got a chakira. The answer is both. Twice. We have in the Rebbe Chalal Chakir. Both. The only possible exception is in the case of Psik Resha. In the Psik Resha, that's the Machlokes of Dolei HaPoskim, but they have a Rashi, maybe a Ramban, and Dolei Rava on the one side, the Rambo disagrees. I'm not saying this is definitely what I'm saying is necessarily right, but the way to explain it, I believe, is that way, and the counterproof in that Payalef, I'm reflecting by assuming that a rock is an implement, no different really than a knife fundamentally. And I thought he said a little, but he's saying something different. It's the page Kuf Mem of the last four lines of the first paragraph. If you understand what he means, please let me know. I don't quite understand it, but as often happens with Svarim, they say something and it leads you to a somewhat different idea along the same lines. Okay, we're both saying. Now we're starting Kosev. So now it's Kalachayat. Now the Siyata the Shemaya, we start Malechas Kosev. Now we've been here before, because we've been learning the Sugya of Kosher, if you recall, and Tofer, came up, the issue of miskayim and not miskayim, and the idea of opening up library books and eating cookies with letters on them, we already spoke about it a little bit. But now we have to see, from the inside. As Rabbi Avadya taught us, I quoted this earlier from Rabbi Moshe, it's not enough to pick from Kitzes Svarim. You have to look in the Talmud Bavli. So now we're looking at Talmud Bavli, Rabbi Moshe, and see where all the Gedolim got their positions from. Please turn to Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. We now begin with the Shema, the Sugya of Kosev Mamash. Take a look. Look inside, please, the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Omer Avami. Someone begins here, Rabbi. Omer Avami. Kosav os achas v'tveria v'achas v'tzipori chay. Why? Ksivahi. El Hashem Achusa Kreva. He wrote two letters. What's missing is putting them near each other. Frank the Heli Gemara. V'hotanan. Kosav al shnei kos lehabayas v'al shnei dami pintas v'yei nehegin ze. Who wants to translate the word nehegin? How do you translate the word nehegin? Nobody? Huh? Okay. Read together, all together, close together. Potter. Nu astira. Answer the Gemara. Hasa mechusa maisa de kreva. Hapala mechusa maisa de kreva. This is a misleading quotation. If you don't see Rashi, the words don't add up. Rashi, our Kodesh, explains to us. Mechusa maisa de kreva. Eino mekarvan ela yedei Sita Hamafsik Beinayan. I have a blackboard like this. Just imagine. This blackboard, I write one letter on this blackboard, right in the middle, put an aleph. I'll go next door, I'll take the other blackboard, write a beis. I can't put the aleph near the beis. It's impossible. One's in the middle of one blackboard, it has 3 feet of space on all sides. One has on the other side. It's impossible. I gotta cut the blackboard. I cut the blackboard with a knife, then I can put the aleph near the beis. That's machus amais. So you can't do that. So you're not chayav in that kind of a situation. The Gemara says, "Hasam achas al sfaslu achzu b'tveria." The Gemara says, "Hasam achus maisa the crave of the Yama." The Gemara says, "Hasam achus maisa the crave, not the crave itself, the maisa which leads to the crave, which is the tzitza." Here it's not. Am I moving so far?
It's a beautiful Gemara. A beautiful, beautiful Gemara. Beautiful.
Okay. So on this Gemara, there's a Taz. And I'd like to show you the Taz. And although I think we spoke about this Taz a long time ago, if we can get it on the board, how many people have a Taz in front of them? Not enough. Not sufficient. We'll show it. Can you help me out with the Taz? Can you get me on the board? I can try. You can help me out. Am I on? I can just get it myself? Nah. You want, who knows how to do this? Nobody? Well, yeah, let's just get on the bar lap. For you guys, it's easy. You just know how to do it. Once you get me on the bar lap, I've really become a little bit proficient. A little bit. But let me just tell you what the Taz says. The Taz wants to know what will happen if an individual has two letters, and he separates one from the other. They're near each other. Let me ask you a question. What do you, before you see the task, a thought question. What do you think the din is if I have two letters and I separate one from the other? It says Aleph Beis, Av, suppose he spells the word, and I move the Aleph here and I leave the Beis there. Am I Chayav or Potter? What do you think? Potter. If I take the Aleph, which is here, and the Beis, which is here, put them next to each other, what's the din? Chayav or Potter? But you're right both times. Two for two. I think our Gemara says almost explicitly. Because our Gemara says, if you write a letter here, Aleph here, and the Beis there, and they're 100 miles away, you're chayav. Because all you're missing is the craver. If the craver would itself be a malacha, you're even missing. You're missing the main point. Obviously, you get, I mean, the push from the Gemara is, not everyone agrees, the push from the Gemara is, that the craver is nothing, the harchaka is nothing. There's nothing wrong with putting two letters near each other, nor separating two letters from each other. That's what the Taz says. Are we, help me out, please? Almost there. Okay, here, I hear him, okay.
You got it?
Yeah, you'll help me at the end, but I'm trying to be okay. We have Shulchan Aruch and Beforsha. Here we go. Beforsha, Shulchan Aruch. Taz. Aruch Hayim. We go. Of course, it's the longest one, right? Let's go. But Mordechai b'shem Maharam kosa v'zeh imish mochek leka isura daraisa. If you're eating the cookie, the mocham as lichto. Rabbanan, okay. Tina, a kid, it's okay. Hey, mitzumen ala kod makshul asafin lebi yadayim. Mashma, the begodol osur. V'lo hevanti zeh. The Taz does not understand what the Mordechai said. Now, first of all, those of you who have the original Shulchan Aruch, it always pays to look. I think even though it's on the board, it's always easier and more. I don't know. As we shall see soon. This writing that I just wrote on Mount Chayav and Shabbos, I put on the screen. So clear. I don't think it's Chayav and Shabbos. That's why I tell if you're a doctor and you have to write something on Shabbos to save somebody's life, write it on your computer. And if it has to be, you know, that was it downloaded or printed out? Whatever word you have to use. If you can't, have a goy, press that button to put it. Because this, I think, is not considered to be ksav. You're probably wondering why. We'll get to it. I told you, these are all very relevant things. But those who have the ink and paper,
I'm still an ink and paper person. Okay. But I, it's not gone?
Text, no, it's texting. Half Shabbos.
It is half Shabbos. It's probably the Rabbanim. If they keep Shabbos the rice, they don't keep Shabbos the Rabbanim. That's that half Shabbos. I don't think texting is the rice. Chas v'shalem when the shul should text on Shabbos. Chalila v'chalila v'chalila. But if you ask me the truth, according to the articles that people in high schools are doing all the time, Rahman al-Islam, they're abona. This should not be, you know, we're spending a whole year and the rice, they're also awesome. But yeah, you have to understand there are differences. Okay, as you just said, let's go. Look at the Mordechai. I opened the Gemara. So it's so important we see Gemara inside. Shin Samach Tes. Let's see if it's original. Ink on paper. This is real Ksav. I believe so. Maybe it's an offset, but I think even that's an offset. Shin Samach Tes. Nishra Rabbeinu Meir. In my edition, it's page Chof Aleph. Nishra Rabbeinu Meir al Ugo Shatinoga Shakos Nalein Aosios Tevos Eich Ochlem Osama Tinoga Biyamtim. Hey, Shin. He Mishal Mochim Biyamtim. Let by Surah the Rice of the Mochim. Elamas Lichto. The Mimim Periklal Gadol. The Surah the Rabbana Nika. Ube Tinoga and Lachush. The Kotten Ochlem Levela Sein Bezim Tzuman Adla Frisho. Hey, Red Losh Afin Levi Yadayim. The kids and immigrants, you can see from the Mordechai on a simple level, it's prohibited for you and I to eat these cookies. So it appears. Look at the big day yesha, it's on the Marmakot, the big day yesha. Mikan Ozdal, Mikan Nirali. The also Lirsham al Sefer, Shema Sefer. And all they're at Mendel Gaddis for library, right? Ibachut, Saladapin. Look, Sheyiftach also, Bishabis, Vister Osios, Mahadadi, Yedom, and Machinka. Chen Shamat, and Shinitz, Kotzakim, Sefer, Hachasidim. Because they were mechuborim, they were connected. Every page is separate. It's a bit probably separate. These pages are separate. Look at these two pages. They're connected on the bottom with the binding. They have the different kinds of connections in those. And how they make books in the time of the Big Day Yesh, I don't know. It's also connected. Same as the cake, the cookies are connected on the bottom of the cake. These are connected on the bottom of the book. I'm not exactly sure what it means, but I just wanted to show you inside. Okay? And the tabs most of you don't have, so I'm going to go back to the screen. Again, those who have the tabs itself, please follow the tabs itself on the Shulchan Aruch. There could be differences between what you have in ink and I have here in the Bar Ilan. And if there are, please tell me, because you know I can't see both at the same time. Lo ivanti. I feel b'malach sheish ab malach kum borer and shach b'malach machila. Kevin should also kain the tzorach achila. K'moshes after the chaim betochen. That means if you do borer with your mouth, you token with your teeth. Kol shkem bezeh. Shul mekalkel. Kevin shein malach manas lichto. He's saying whenever you're eating, on both sides it's like a Jewish mother. Whenever you're eating, it can't be a malach. That's what he's saying. So you're eating, you're eating. S.S. mein Kind. Right? So you're eating, it can't be a malach. Okay. Fine. Lo mi osa derech achila. Im ha'yisim ha'shem ha'osa tchila ha'osa yos v'yodea she'yishtabru b'sha'as achila im zeh ha'yisir ha'fakot b'yish la'asir ha'asir ken davis v'yina v'yada. Tzorachim. Fine. He doesn't like it. His first svar l'hotel eating is different. Fine. It's not going to help for the library book, but okay. Uvu levush kosa v'nir ali tu adin osan svarim. Shekos and a lamb, Rosh Yehuda Adapit. Lemalo, Mitzidan, Osos, Otevus, Moshinogo, Sasha, Osan, Svarim, Osan, the Postman, Bishabas, from Mochik. Share, Shover, Mochik, Osos, Vachin, Lamsel, the Sogol, Osan, Mishim Kose. The Fichonir, the Chomer, Tvei, Mishviras, Ugos. The Ain, Shemel, Mochik. The Kanish Mochik, Amas, Lichto. Share, Dato, Lamsel, the Sogro, Achar, Alimut. We spoke about this as a fundamental question. Do you require a higher level or not? Levush Kulim says no. The Koravani Loma Shechayel of Chatas, a Daraisa, Chmono Litzlan, Isim and Atorah, Lavush, Atka Lashon. Kama Vakama Hifriz Arab, Lavush, Almidosa, Lanosh Bezev, Chatas, Mitam Kose, Dafil Lefis Varosa, Potter. Why? To aim Miskavim, Miskiris Hasevim, and Eshiyu Osios Misudorim. Ela Skiris Hasevim, Machavim, Misud, number one. What kind of business is that? Subsigratio. Segresha. I assume he means Segresha Dlo Nichale, which is the Malachashin, the Tzvichel, the Gufa, the Bottom Toast, the Kuf Gimel. So it can't be the Raisa. Okay. Vesuni Rali, the Ein Kan Lo Mochek Velo Kosek. Says it. Raya mi mashkat perek abon amarabi ami kosav os achas mitzveri abi os achas mitzipori agamara. What does it say? Ksiva he. What does it say? Ksiva ksuba. What does it say?
Ksiva.
Right. He says ksuba. It's a typo. See, guys, correct it. Not a ksuba. Not getting married yet. Ksiva he. Elisha mechusa kreva. Ivot nan kosav al shnei kosi abayis al beis nabi apinkas venegin zem zepoter. Also the chusa mice of the kreva pirish. Ain't of a carbon like the tzitza masi beneim. You come a kagon, cause the vegetal sas lu of zoo to tver to yoko the carbon or maisa, a kreva biyama, as Rashi explained. Period. The yine, michiyuv the hosom, nil mar ptur le nidon di da. Why? The chihechi the hosom chayim ashim ksiva. Afal pisha ain't smuchin, elo havyon ki ilu heim, ze etel zeva chayim katos. Yeah. Memeila kan din israch kohaksiva chashvina lo ki ilu adayin smuchim. Even though they were pulled apart, it's as if it's still together, the pages of the book. Viula oven midi. Hey, le inish lo osa machak. Hank shechazam a sobram. Lo oven maisa chodesh. Ki aksiva kohi kayamas before Shabbos. Be lo my the hosom Armina came the chumra dafka. It's a chumra. If you write to very antipori, Mashen came kind of lekula. What? What lekula? We're saying we want to be maker. If you wrote two letters, one here, and one there, and you bring them close and separate, close and separate, then you're going to be the potter. Who says that the kula applies? No. We got bechiyav chata saying shaya chumra. To yesh chashash mevichul nazara. El da kochem baruhu. Okay, it's not a chumra, it's a din. Period. Visu, the gam kula nilmo behejim mihasam. Why? The hasam, mashal, watch this over here, watch this. The ilu hayuk suvim kodim shabbos, os achad rochok mechavero, the korvam lahadodim mishabbos, the vadai ein chiyu bozeh. Where does it say that? Where does it say that? The loke. Amai aminan sham the chaya of the kose bez osios. No. Have the name of bigger chiddush. I feel the ksuvim kvar. El shem ruchokim. Vikirvan b'shabbes techayev. Say a bigger chiddush. Elavadai shapoter b'zeh. Takiru v'enu moel v'lo mevatel klal. So making them closer or further is nothing. Okanami. Kan. Kamashakir v'osios shenisrachu lo ovin midi. U'poshet shebezeh lo shachum v'dibirabon mi also. But that's Maharam Google Shizakhanu. The Hosam have Yal Kopon and Makalkel. Came in the Akashin Ishtabulo Moel Sham Kiruv, the Evshalas Man Chibarechad. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put Humpty back together again. Once you ate up the cookie, you can't make an aleph out of it anymore. Okay? Akash Shibu. Avokan ain't Kilkul. Pamashim Archikam are there psicha. Here is no Kilkul. For Koshken Shalom Iskavain, Afilu Lazesh, she also is Nishbarim. We said before, shot why it's not, it can't be at the rise, it says, ain't shirul gufa. Fine. That's what he says. Fine. V'chein mashma od mashchat v'perek abona, kosev os achas v'shlimo l'sef v'chayev mashma, v'lu not alos achas v'u nichtav k'var v'kirvo l'sefer, ain't no chiv. In other words, if I just move one letter to the end, I'm not chayev. Now, here's the key. The key has yet to come after all this long, the last two lines. This is the most Rabbi said, this is the last three lines are the most important. The last line, the Ramah is matir. It's true. I don't know if it's right. He didn't have the tshuva. We'll get to it later. Ein lechalek, the davka ben os sholem, le os sholem lo mahani akiru, avo bi os achas, shen is parek machmas psichas ha-sefer mahani, mashen is rachik ben is garev. Oh. The intellectual honesty of our Torah giants. The Taz not going to try to pull a fast one on you. He tells you right away what you can say against my sorrow. To put one letter near another is nothing. Separate is nothing. But a half from a half, you put them together, that's called ksiva. You separate them, that's called mechika. Hey, not a bad svar. Who holds? Who has good memory? Who holds from this svar? Anyone remember? I mentioned you a long time ago. Who holds from this svar? This ein lechalik. Holds yesh lechalik. Avnei Nezer, among others. The Mama Mordechai, They say, but he says, and they say, yes, l'chav. Slowly. Zeno. Why? It gets a little bit delicate now. The kachlios achas she'ein bo chiyav Shabbos kemo chatzios. V'akiru v'atzorach le'in chiyav Shabbos v'beis yos yos. Havi kemo chatzios. Dein bo chiyav. Ken is like, the Taz is making a tremendous assumption over here. We know you're only chayav if you wrote two letters. Rabbi Osa, I'm asking the following shayla. All right, can I tell you the following shayla? Look, Rabbi Osa, in Rashi, in Shabbos, on the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. I want to show you Rashi. We hear once before, but not this time. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Rashi halfway on the narrow lines. Mutto lefos pavos mikashir. Says Rashi. Nay, the chiyav chatos leko. Isura mia ika, the kaimelan chatzishir, asur min haTorah, you mind darling. And the katane barla chatchila. Rashi extends chatzishir asur min haTorah not from eating a piece of chalif, but the melecha Shabbos. Narabos, I answer the following shayla. If you are borer, a half a shir, a grogeris, it's asur midaraisa. If I write one letter, not two, one, is it asur midaraisa or asur midrabbanan? What do you say? That's what I would have said. What does the Taz say? Huh? Read the Taz again. We read it together. Ein l'chali d'davka bein. Look inside, please, in the Taz, if you don't mind. Ein l'chali d'davka bein. No shalom, no shalom, no mahani kakiv. I'll be also achash in his parah, machash in his parah, save mahani. Mash in his parah, in his karev. Means that you're chayev if you bring them close together. Mishim kosev. And it's also mishim mokev if you take them away from each other. Yeah. Zeno. Why? The kachli os achas she'en bo chiyav Shabbos kemo chatzios v'akiruv tzorach in chiyav Shabbos bebeis osios have kemo chatzios en bo chiyav. He's clearly equating, Rabbi Osai, one letter with a half a letter, right? Now a half a letter. What would you say? I want a vote. So election day is coming up, Rabbi Osai. Right? Let's go out and vote. Who votes for write a half a letter that's awesome in our Torah? Raise your hand. A half a letter. Who votes to write one full letter that's awesome in our Torah? That's, you are all on the side of the Abnezer. But the Taz is saying, no, you're wrong. The Taz says one letter is also only with the Rabbanu. That's what it sounds like in the Taz. I don't see another way out of this Taz. It's a very complex sugya here. Adaf Kufayim and Aleph. Hakosev beizosus b'shtei halomos achas shachas achas ben abayim avgadil b'chayim b'chacham b'potrim chatzi shir. What causes a chatzi shir? Chatzi shir, we have, it sounds like chatzi shir osman ator. Those who voted chayim, something more that Kufay agrees with them. Against the Taz, yeah?
You could say that it's like a local din by Siva.
I agree with you. It's a pshat in the the pshat in the Taz is a local din in Ksivas Osios. That is a unit of a letter. Yes, it's true. It's true that if you, this pshat in the Abdenes, excuse me, not in the Taz. The Taz says, look, there's a chiv of two Osios. Anything less than two Osios, whether it's a full Os or a half Os, it's the same thing. And Abdenes says Yovar. No, it's a halachic unit of a letter. We know it from Hilchos Sefer Torah, from Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah. We have other sources for this unit, nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. This unit, less than that one unit of a letter, that's not a chatzi shir, it's a chatzi malacha. But one letter is a chatzi shir. You did the malacha already. So therefore, if I did malacha of aleph here and a beis there, I bring them together. I already did the malach on Friday. I made an aleph and a beis. Bring them close to each other is nothing. But a half an aleph and a half an aleph beis, and a slice in the middle. They have no letters. And I bring them together on Shabbos. Arguably, that itself was a malach of daraisa. Why? Because there were no letters, and now there were two letters. That's what Levush says, and he said daraisa. And the mechik is also daraisa. And it's written from before Shabbos. Doesn't matter. That's the Chiddush Nifla of the Levush. And that's how the Yavne Nezer, the Mamre Mordechai, both explain it. Not going into my drama. And that's what they're saying. That a half a letter, Rabosai, is nothing. It's a chatzi melacha. A full letter is a chatzi shir. So if you did a full letter and a full letter, what you're doing is bringing near each other. It's nothing. It was ready. The writing all took place before Shabbos. Now you didn't do anything. However, if you only had a half a letter and you put them next to each other, the top of the alphabet base and the bottom of the alphabet base, that would be chak. That's what the Bush exactly said. You have chakas. Wow. Ad kana, both of the lumdus of this dispute between the Levush on the one hand and the Taz on the other hand. And the Levush is, again, explained by the Avne Neze, etc. Fine? Now, there was a Tosis, I'm going to read you now from one of the from I pulled out, Hilchot Shabbos B'Shabbos. A great safety. Rav Karp, yes.
Going to what the Rebbe said last year, so let's say we have Kezaris, so Chetz Shir is like half of the Kezaris, but two verses, two animals is not half of two. You can have one, you can have two, you can have three, it's not.
You're suggesting that one os is not a chati shir, it's a chati malacha. That's exactly what the Taz holds. Right? You have to look at the Kevin of Kufay a little bit. So you should do the chati shir. It's Lav Dafni suggesting. Maybe. Let me go back to what Rav Karp has over here in his sefer, which is quite remarkable. This is again the same Hilchot Shabbos B'Shabbos. Makes the following remark. If you want to look it up later on, I will tell you what page it's on. Kosef os achas, page kuf pei gimel. Yesh omish osim in a Torah, kenuchat yishir. Who said so? Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura. Let's open up the Mishnah Brura and see what it says. Mishnah Brura, that's a pretty high level source. Mishnah Brura. Open up the Siman Shin Mem Sifkot Chav Beis Os Dalet. Those are going through the Ramakamos, the Kama courses as well. Not there yet, you will get there. Open up Shin Mem Chav Beis Os Dalet. On page Kuf Tzadi in my edition. It's about a quarter down the page, but it's both down. Ein akol seim chayav chadas at shiyichto shtei osios. Alon kozem os achas at fil hoysek dol kishtayim potem mechadas umikol mekom isa do raisa ika at fil abi os achas kan abresha simen chati shir osam in a Torah. Mishnah Brura, that's a pretty authoritative source. But yesh omen she'ein ala medrabana mishum shvus. Who said so? Tosefta in Beitza, he says. Hakosev os achas ben bekisvei hakodesh ben bekisvei hedyot Beitza perik dalet halacha aleph chayav chalas divrei Rebbe Elazar. Chacham omrim ben b'shabbos ben b'yontif eino ela mishum shvus. What does the word shvus mean, Jonathan? What does shvus mean? Help. What's shvus? The Rabbanan. Well, that is the Rabbanan. So Ben Yeruchim. Ben Yeruchim says, writes a letter in the morning, a letter in the evening, and in between he forgot about the other one, and in Shabbos he knew it, didn't know. Osim Rabbanan. So it's the Mogen Avos. Mordechai Banet. He compares one letter to Osef Beis Nir Achas. In Mabishim Chatzay Shibai Mesach, Shtei Batei Nirin. Whatever that means, it's part of the weaving process. The number two there is not just a shear. It's an integral part of the definition of the malach itself. Machzis HaShekel, Shin Mem, Sifkot Vav, quotes Tshuva Sarah Mo, that Beis also Shein Neg, Ein Negin, Zem Zeh, Osim B'de Rabbanon, Ayin Shom. I don't have the time to look in the record this minute. You look, if you have a chance at the Machzis HaShekel, Shin Mem, Sifkot Vav. I don't know if you're going to find it there. If you find the Tshuva Sarah Mo problem, we'll put it on the board. Simon Kuf Yutes, there it's more apparent. Fine. Not do Chatzishir. Fine. Tarabona, Chatzi Malacha. Here's another example. Mavir Shtei Amos. Out of Dalit. Chatzi Malacha. Not a Chatzi Shir. Hintos, not an Ain Shem Coast of Cloud. Oreg Chut Ego. He quotes Mogonomus again, the Mesach. Who says besides? Who? We want to see something inside in the text, Rabosa. In the text. Take a look, Rabosa. How do we start this year? Of Ayin Gimel, right? Open up the Ayin Gimel. Open to the Gemara, that Ayin Gimel, Aleph, for a second. Ayin Gimel, Aleph. The Mishnah says, among other malachas, also Shtei Batei Nirim. Says Tosis. Sarach Lefaresh, Lama Pirishkan, Uva Ore, Uva Potzea, Uva Tofer, Uva Kosei. Shir Tfeni Bishar. There are five malachas. Also Shtei Batei Nirim. Rabosa, looking inside. Oreg. Right? Oreg is one of the malachas. Shnei Chutin.
Okay.
Potzea Shnei Chutin. Tofer Shtei Tfiris. Kosev Shtei Osius. Five out of the 39. Why? Sarach Lefaresh. Why? Why? Doesn't give an answer. Look at the back in Kovitz Mepharshim, you have it. Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz says one line. It's a one line. Please look. Ayin Gimel Omer Aleph in Kovitz Mepharshim. Yalka Mepharshim in this edition. Yalka Mepharshim. Ayin Gimel Omer Aleph. Look at the text. Ayin Gimel Amar Al. Tosfos Ha'osa Shir Tirmin Yashar. Vatam. Watch this. Fishim Pachos Mishtayim Ve'elu. What are they? Shnei Batei Nirim and Oreg. Eino Miskayim Klal. Nothing. V'lo Mechashkim Malacha. V'lo Pachos Mikigrowish V'lo Tzol V'chagavna. The Chazal Tzkarufet. Okay. Wait a second. He didn't answer Kosev. Kosev is Chazav Tzirufe. I wrote one letter, I wrote a second letter, Bichayev. So the lovedness of Rabbi Elazar Moshe is that it's not a Chatzi Shir, it's not a Malach at all. You have to say, although he doesn't say it explicitly, you write one letter according to these poskim, it's not a Malach at all. We call it a chatzi malacha, not a malacha. That's what you have to say. He doesn't address Kosev directly. There's no alternative but to say that possible text. That being the case, Rabbi Osai, we make the following suggestion, which is what the Avnei Nezer says. If you move one half a letter next to another half a letter, what do? You took a non-letter and a non-letter, which is nothing, and you made a letter. That's Asur. That's Asur. You take a full letter and move it near another full letter, that's going to be Mutter. That's going to be Mutter. Abosai, this is sold. It's kind of Avnei Nezer. Chatzios is nothing. When you close the book, you're making it as if the entire os. If osachar is the chatzi shir, the Mishnah Brewer said, right? So one letter is chatzi shir, but chatzi os is nothing. Is nothing. After there's a quote of Tosefta. Take a look at Perek Yud Beis. Halacha Ches and Tosefta. Give a look. Perek Yud Beis Halacha Ches. Please look inside. Yud Beis Ches. Here we go. It's on page Lama in this print. What is it saying here in the Tosefta? Kosef Shnei Nekudin. Second part. Uba'acher v'gomon v'ason shteyosios ha'achon chayev. Hey! What happened? There were two dots, and somebody made from those dots a full letter. He's chayav. Zok the Helig of Minchas Yitzchak on the bottom, if you have my edition. Page Lamed, if you have my edition, it's beautiful. Or you have a Minchas Bikurin. Let's see, do Minchas Bikurin, because I think even the old shots have Minchas Bikurin. What does it say, chayav? Shnei Likudin. Shein chayav and Arishin af. Yosef Binim and Dr. Roshan. This was a dot, chayav. Sherry, who also av shebelo Arishin, or Mikrios. Mikoga, who gomaros? Tavi kishlim on the Sefer. Uva Osaka Sagi, who I didn't do Maros, Bebez Osios. If you finish two Osios, you'd be Chayav. Minchas Bikurim, you all have it. Perik Yudbez, Halacha Ches, in the Tosefta, Mesefta Shabbos. See, Abdinez is Raya. Now, wait a second. What kind of Raya is this? Here, he took a pen in his hand. In the case of the book, he didn't take a pen in his hand. He just closed the book. What kind of raya is this, Rabosai? If you take a pen in your hand, you're chayav. No pen in your hand, you can't possibly be chayav. Everyone following me? That's the answer. That's no raya. That's no raya. What'll happen, Rav Osai? A person writes two half letters in Tveria and two half letters in Tzipor. I'm asking a shayla. Halacha l'maisa. What do you say? He wrote two half letters in Tveria and two half letters in Tzipor. What do you think? I'm asking you, that's a thought question. Took a pen with the top of an aleph, the top of a base, and Tveria. He walks to Tzipori, right, the top of an aleph, top of a base. What do you say? I'm asking you, what do you think? Is he chayav or is he potter? Right. I would say, you're chayav. Huh?
It's not chayav on Shabbos.
Right, he's chayav. It's not mechuser. It's only mechuser kreiv, but not a mice. It's just a kreiv. We just poof. I say you're chayav. I don't have time to go on the screen. And then tomorrow, when I come in, I want on the screen. Shuv seramo from the kuf yutes. Okay, I will say you're chayav. Let me bring you out a sefer called the Megillah Sefer. I'll read it to you. Megillah Sefer Simon Yudches of Cotton Dalit. Listen to this. Gamis Svar Hanira. End of page Kuf Chof Ches. Sing a Svar. Shadavka Kosef Os Achas Bitzveri of Yos Achas Bitzipori Nechshav Sheshkan Kfar Ksiva Mechusera Kreva. Have a cause of Beis Chatzoyos with Tzveria, who Beis Chatzoyos with Tzipori, Potter! She'ein Zug Siva Klau. V'lochein, who Mekarev, B'Shabbos, Chalke Osios, Ze Nechshav She'osa Ka'es Siva, who was a Muvenes Das HaLavush. You betcha. But I thought it's wrong. I thought you'd be Chayev. And who should say a Chayev? The Ramah. So we'll see tomorrow what the Ramah says. But you follow me? This is a very serious question, which is raised over here in the Megillah Sefer. So now Rabosai, our last source for today, we have to stop in 2 minutes, is the Mishnah Berurah that we came from in Siman Shin Mem. Just for a minute. Shin Mem. This is so is discussed there, this case. Mishnah Berurah here, Sivkotan Yud Zayin. Sefer shekosim ala barashi chudi dafam osios o tables. But it's more chav gimel. Yesh osu in the posel and all the b'shabbos. The bush magan avroam mama mordechai. And they have psicha shover osios habi kemochek. Shenol habi kekose. Das ram of a tshuva lakla bazeh. Chen das harbi achronim. That's the tola taz, a whole bunch. That's the minute. V'tama, Rabbos, the last two lines on this page. The came in the osu linova liftoav tamid. Lega baby shemchiko ksiva. Have you kedeles and nisko of a nifta tamid? The aim of ishim binyan is steer of a chenamid. So there are many svaras were given by the Mefarshim in order to be matter this opening and closing library books. And the one that the Mishnah Brewer seized upon, that's like opening and closing a door. It's not a malacha, it's shtamshus. It's meant to be open, closed, book, open, closed, open, closed, open, closed. That's how you're sold. Is it the same? I wouldn't say necessarily. This works, Rabosai. We call it Malachas Chibur. But the nature of the Malacha is to attach it. Here, you're just using it. It's not called attaching it. When it comes to the Malacha of Kosei, not so apparent that this idea, what if you write and erase? I'm asking you a shayla. What do you think? Do you think that Mishnah Rosie Mount Community look, I have a compiling system? They have it like this. They have a, what is it called? When I was a kid, they had it. You write on the thing, you go, psh, and it goes, what is that called? They don't have sell anymore for children? Like a pen.
Etch a sketch
or something like that. You write on it, you go, psh, that's water. I call it the Mishnah Brewer. Why are you saying, yeah, it's meant to be written and erased. That's water. Really? If you read the Mishnah Brewer, the answer is really. Because it's meant to be open and closed like a door. Really? I'm asking you, really? I have trouble believing that. I have it as a fair share, Mr. Brewer. We just read it. Where did he get it from? Here's a hint. He really got it from the Prisha. If you look in Chavdal on the bottom, he quotes the Prisha. The Prisha, in fact, does say that. It does say that. If you look carefully, you'll see that the Prisha really said it. As an independent svar. But other svarim don't say that. They rather use this svar as an enhancement of other svars. The best write-up I saw about this is in the Sefer Orchel Shabbos. Orchel Shabbos is a beautiful piece about this, not just in the regular part, I call it, in the back. He has Simon Vav, like lengthy pieces on page Tov Kuf Samachay and Vav. I recommend you learn that for tomorrow's shir. Good. Stop here. The preachers have gotten involved as well. Look at it.
Oh, tomorrow lunch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.